Now, Adora, it should be simple. On February 10th, we have a new consumer safety law that goes into effect. It's aimed at keeping lead away from our kids. But whose job is it to keep the lead out? Well, backers of the new law say it isn't aimed at retailers. Small business owners are worried that they're bearing the brunt for enforcing the law, which requires them to test goods for lead content. Now, those who sell secondhand goods like toys and clothes for kids, they're especially upset, and they think it's going to put them out of business. We're going to talk to both sides today, starting with Marilyn Seitz. She runs the not-for-profit Pennyworth shop in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hey, Marilyn, how is this new law going to affect your business?
We are extremely concerned. The guidelines are, even their recent press release, was very inconsistent, and we have no straight guidelines on how to do this. As volunteers and parents, and I'm a retired teacher, we want to be compliant. We want to protect children. We certainly have that concern. But we also are trying to, I'm a manager, like you said, of the thrift shop, and we are trying to do the right thing. But there's no possible way that my volunteers and I, and the average age is in the mid-70s, could possibly research or test all these tiny individual items. I don't get any masks, toys. They don't come in bundles. They come one by one. And there's no possible way that we could possibly be in compliance the way the law was written right now,
okay.
And that's my question.
All right, Marilyn. Well, I was just going to say, now hang on a minute. We're joined on the line here by Scott Wolfson. He is a spokesman at the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Hey, Scott, thanks for joining us.
Good morning to all of you.
Okay. Now, Marilyn, go ahead. Just focus that question down, and here's your shot. You go ahead and ask Scott directly, what is it that is most bothersome to you?
There's no possibility that thrift stores that are made mostly of retired citizens, volunteers, can test or guarantee that our toys are not on the recall list or have lead content. What can we do to be compliant with this new law?
All right, Scott, we've put you on the spot here. What are you going to say?
Marilyn, I appreciate that question, and there's two key points that I want to share with you. Number one, CPSC is not looking to shutter your doors or the doors of thrift shops all across the country. We put out guidance, and it wasn't CPSC reinterpreting the law. We want to be very clear to you and really stop the misinformation campaign on the Internet. You, as a reseller, do not have a mandate to test and certify the products on your shelves. But the second key point, and this was reiterated at the top, and I'd say it again, this is a new child safety law. We need to restore the confidence of parents as they go into retail, as they go to thrift stores, that what they're purchasing for their children is safe. Therefore, you do have an obligation come February 10th that what you sell meets new, stricter lead limits, phthalate limits, which is a chemical that's concerned some people, and new, stricter toy safety standards.
Hey, Scott,
now,
hang on.
How can we do that?
Yeah, thank you, Marilyn.
How can we do that? That is ludicrous. There's no way that I can guarantee that my in a thrift shop, things come in bags and bundles, and they're not in the original packaging. There's absolutely no way that we can test these
Scott,
on a recall list. It's 15 pages long, single space.
Okay.
How can we possibly do that?
And Scott, a chance to respond here.
So, Marilyn, we understand that the resources are too tight for you to be able to test. So that's why we've begun to give some of that guidance that we put out last week, that if you have had a history, whether it's your store or others across the country, if you've been in the business of, like, reselling children's metal jewelry, here's a product line where there's been 50 recalls over 4 years. A child died. Others have been poisoned.
Jewelry is easy.
Okay,
we can get rid of jewelry. Toys, stuffed animals, clothing, books. How do we either – do we wipe them out and throw the baby out with a bathtub, or do we close down our shops? That's our only alternatives.
Marilyn, you as a proprietor are going to have some tough decisions to make. This is what the law does. It does put it kind of on your shoulders. And what we're saying is you do need to go product line by product line and know what has been safe in the past.
15 pages long? 15 pages long?
Marilyn, I'm going to let
–
Scott,
you absolutely have an obligation, first and foremost, under this law and what CPSC has been doing for 30 years. You cannot sell a previously. There's no debate there about that, Marilyn. What we're getting to is some of the other areas where there haven't been recalls, but you still need to make a pro-safety decision for your customers based on new, tougher safety standards.
Scott, I want you to very succinctly address this catch-22. What tools can your commission give these people to help them uphold this law?
The best we can do is give some guidance of product lines over the years that have had some problems that could show signs of being even more problematic when the tougher standards go into place. So when we're talking about wooden toys that have paint on the surface, if you look back to 2007, this is why we're at the place we're at right now, because Thomas the Train was recalled and the Mattel and the Fisher-Price toys. We had the highest levels of lead paint violations on toys in the history of the agency.
Scott, and Marilyn, I'm going to have to stop you here because we have to get the lead out of this conversation. We've run out of time. Marilyn Seitz, manager of the Pennyworth Shop in Silver Spring, thank you for joining us. Scott Wolfson, spokesman for the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. This is a debate that I am sure we're going to hear more about.
Thank you.